99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce, and you just listened to Love Is the Power by Michael Bolton. So, yesterday, during my show, one of my studio assistants, what's her name, said that one of her friends told her, and I think it's very interesting the way I get interpreted. Largely, I think, of course, given that I am here and you are there, I am subject to interpretation. My philosophy is subject to interrogations. But sometimes when I get the feedback of how I have been interpreted, it leaves me smiling, sometimes out of words, sometimes in total disbelief. It's like, I think you heard what I said, but you're not quite interpreting it as I intended or maybe as I meant. So, one of the studio assistants said to me, she was like, one of her friend told her, oh, I listened to Joyce, blah, blah, blah. And Joyce said she would not be in a relationship if she is not a mumu. I want to break that down. First of all, so you see, lost in translation. No. So besides the fact that I think I understand what the typical Nigerian would mean when they say you're in a relationship or you love someone and you're a mumu, I think I understand the import. But somehow in that, using the term or descriptive mumu, you just take away what I really mean. And it feels as though I have a responsibility to explain it. One, I think some people are afraid of love because of the seeming surrendering that's required for a person to function optimally in love, which is what is known colloquially as mumu. And no, to be in love does not mean you have to be a mumu. You don't lose your senses. You don't lose reasoning. You don't lose anything. It's just that you are surrendering. And I think people want to be in charge, and just the fear of not being in charge is really what makes them so unavailable either to the concept of love or to the possibility of love. So for the sake of those who maybe might have interpreted, maybe you interpret love in that manner where you think, you be mumu, where you say to someone, you be mumu because the person is in love. Or maybe you heard me say something, and this is exactly what I said for those who are just trying to catch up with the narrative. So I said, for me to function optimally in a loving relationship, I have to be in love. So it was the being in love that the listener, you know, termed mumu, which is wrong. I say I have to be in love to function optimally. If I'm not in love, I'll function. But you see, I have to be functioning with someone who is 100% intact. Otherwise, it would not work. So all the excuses of nobody's perfect, I can't take that. I don't even believe it. So how do I accept something I don't believe? And I said that many times here before. There are many things I can no longer tolerate. Now, I didn't used to tolerate it. I never tolerated it. Then I fell in love. Then I realized that in love, I ignored it. Now, I didn't ignore it, not because I didn't see it. I saw it, I pointed it out, but all of my energy was more being in love than it was caring about the flaw that the person embodied. So after, we'll call that a form of salvation then. After I got over the situation, I realized that of a truth, that thing which I did not accept or couldn't accept before I met the person, I can honest to God never accept it. It's just like a form of the experience reinforced what I had already known. And no, there's nothing wrong with being in love. It's just, when we come off this break, I want to explain, and hopefully it's a simplified way of explaining it to you. Love is not weakness. Love is a condition. When we return, I'll explain how love is a condition. So stop being afraid of falling in love or wanting to be in love or giving yourself to love. It is the best. After salvation, there is nothing as good as being in love. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Okay, so I was saying, welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce, the sun rises here. It's Thursday's edition of radio. First Confessions Thursday, and then the Lords of Logic. All right, that's out of the way. Good. All right, so I'm saying, or I was saying, love is not weakness. The only time, or the reason why I think love is interpreted as weakness, is the function of surrendering, which is one of the major requirements of being in love. It's an element of being in love. And it's similar to what happens to you when you go through a form of redemption. What happens to you in redemption is that you surrender to be redeemed, is the same logic. So to be in love, you must surrender. So in a world of in the world of rationality, because rationale requires you to measure your steps, know what you're doing, be in charge, control it. But in the universe of love, something else is controlling you. So it is a common description for someone who is operating under rationale to say, well, you seem to have lost your control you seem to have lost your control, and you're not at like us who control things. And as such, you are a mumu. You've lost control. Or they say, what is one other thing that they say? You're weak. So I think that people suppose that the moment you lose control, then you have become weak, and that is an uninformed way to interpret being in love, because certainly that's not what it is, because love is a world the same way reason is a world, and different rules apply in those worlds. So love would say you must surrender. Reason would say be in control. Love would say do unto others what you want them to do to you is like, well, you should consider the other person before you carry out an action. But reason would say something like, oh, well, do what makes you happy. Like, do put you first. It's like, it's individualized in the rationale world. It's in the love world, someone would sacrifice something for the benefit of someone that they love. In the world of reason and rationale, it's like, well, you can pretty much determine whether that other person is even worth the sacrifice to begin with. And then maybe the common question of why do I even give to this person something that I like, what's the reason? There doesn't quite seem to be a sensible reason to be giving you a kidney if you needed one. I mean, what if I gave you and I died? What if I gave you and I needed it? It's like, I can give you money, but I can't give you kidney. Then you go to the world of love, and then they tell the husband, oh, your wife has a kidney issue. And then, you know, we want a match. And the husband even surrenders himself before they ask him to surrender anything. He's like, oh, well, try me. If the thing is working, give her one. I know when I got my car, I had a mechanic. The mechanic who used to fix my car used to work on ships in the UK. So he relocated back to Nigeria. And so somehow I just stumbled on him. No, a friend of mine sends me to his cousin. So apparently the cousin is this, you know, guy who came back from the UK and is in Nigeria working on cars. And so I got to know him on a personal note. And then one day he said to me that his wife had a kidney problem, and he gave her his kidney. And I'm like, oh, wow. He's like, yeah. So this sucker drinks a whole lot of beer. And I said to him, wait, you drink too much for someone who is on a single lifeline, huh? You're drinking too much. Well, you drink a lot of alcohol for someone who has just one kidney left. He's like, she didn't die, and I'm still here. I might as well just enjoy whatever is left of life. If I die, I die. If I live, I live. I'm happy she's alive, and I'm here. And this is me just trying to enjoy life. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that happens sometimes. I think maybe it's a family member would more readily want to give you a kidney, one, because of the relationship. And it seems as though there's a reason behind the giving. Well, this is my mom and I love my mom, so I'll give her my kidney. This is my dad, I love my dad. Or this is my brother, this is my sister. So I'm trying to explain that there are two worlds and different rules apply. So when someone is in love, it is wrong to say you're weak or to say you are a mumu. One is impulse, the other one is reason. And two rules apply to both. One is impulse, the other one is reason. That's one. Two, love is a condition. So imagine you're playing a video game and they give you the simple tasks. You do well in level one, then you go to level two. Level two becomes a little difficult. The same thing that happens in GSS 1, GSS 2, SS 1, then the tougher responsibility will come in SS 3. The same thing happens in your university where you are ascend by degree or by grade. So you do the easier ones, you pass, you do the next harder one, you pass, you go to the next level like that. So that's exactly what your life is like. So you come through reason, rationale, come on experiences and all, and you go through infatuation, crushing, and then you come into something you take a minute to thoroughly understand. And it's called falling in love. So if we were to compare that to how you experience life, or maybe how life should be, it's that. Because the moment you fall in love, there is nothing, there's no other experience higher. There is no other human experience higher than being in love. None. I put my money on it. I don't have money, but I'll put some more money on it. None. There is no human experience greater. So, and I'm removing salvation because that salvation one is I don't know what that thing is. I think it's wild. So that's like beside salvation. In terms of human experiences, what you will experience as a human being, there isn't any experience greater than once you've fallen in love. You are the pinnacle of humanity. You are the top of the food chain. Every other person is just down there trying to figure out what life is. So no, for me to function optimally in a relationship, I have to be in love. Not because I am a mumu, but because I must surrender. If I'm in control, if I can move things around, I can guarantee you, I'll move you around. At least I'll move you around mentally. You're going to say something and I'm going to say, oh, well, that's wrong. And I'm really going to say, nice. And then maybe you're going to have an ego flip and it's popping. That whole, don't say something, you know, when he's angry, don't say it. In my head, I'm thinking, if he's wrong, he should be humble enough to accept it. If I'm wrong, I should be humble enough to accept it. But if he's wrong, and just because of his ego, he wants to put on a show, it's showing down. It's a showdown. It's going to go everywhere that it can go. So, but you see, if I surrender to love and I'm in love, you won't be hearing my voice. Haven't you noticed people who are in love don't talk so much? If you're really in love, it seems as though the only thing you want to do is just go to work being in love. People who are in love don't have time for the rest of humanity. They're busy. They have a better responsibility and it's called being in love. So they are doing other things. Before you say one, the man has said, my wife. You say two, say, my wife. You say, my wife. Nah, you're your wife. It's like, you know, it's like, before you say something, it's like, oh, my husband, my husband, my husband, my husband. Ah, honey. Yeah, haven't you noticed that? They don't mean to rub it in your face. So it's the rewiring of the brain. So that whenever they refer to that other person, it's like, well, there's this other part of me that you have to meet or that has to speak or I have to talk to. It's like they're complete, but there's another part of them that has to agree. And you know, like some husbands, maybe they're thinking about a business deal and they want to, you've met demand. The deal is like 99%. Then the man is like, okay, let me just talk to my wife. Let's find out what my wife has to say. Now the man speaks to his wife. The wife says no. Even if Jesus came, it's no. So why? So my wife said no. No, she says no, it's no. You've not met those people? You haven't? What? Those people, it's just wonderful to see.
I know my husband people, I know.
Oh, you know the your husband people. I know my wife. Like the man is really, a man came to see my parents and they were just gisting and then he said to my parents, they were just gisting about something. And then there was a comment that he made that my mom repeated to me later. My mom thought it was funny, but it was just a man's, he's in love with his wife. So he says that in his house, they ask the wife what they're going to eat. What the wife says that they are going to eat is what they're going to eat. And nobody is eating anything else that the wife does not authorize. So he said, if the wife says that for dinner, they are drinking water, that him and his sons resigned to the faith that dinner is water. Do you understand that kind of thing? Like, whatever my wife says, it is. Yeah, something like that. So it's not losing, it's just surrendering to something else. And it's not, it's different. It's not mumu. It's something I hope that you experience. Okay, good. That lecture was to re-emphasize the fact that I would rather be in love than not be in love. And it's not to lose control or that I am going to be a mumu. It is that it's the next best thing after salvation. It is the highest human experience. Well, besides alien abduction. But then again, alien abduction is not a human experience. Confessions Thursday. Of course, I was joking about the alien abduction one. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday. Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. When you call into the show, you don't say your name. Welcome to 99.3. We're Nigeria Info. It is Thursday, another Thursday, where you get to speak on secrets, personal, past, present, or maybe even futuristic. Or say the complexities of life, and you really want angles to it. You want the public to speak on it. It could also be human experiences that have been informative, redemptive, ones that you regret, ones that you now, given hindsight, have benefited from, or one that, given hindsight, you are ashamed of. Human experiences take different forms. Sometimes they revive you. Sometimes they knock you down and give you a new start. Sometimes they empower you. Sometimes they defeat you, not necessarily that you become totally defeated, but I think it's a way for you to realign your vision or your interpretation of life. And so human experiences are really what they are. So on Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboards to secrets, and the secrets can really be anything. Man, woman, aged, young, of comprehension or the lack thereof, of errors, of determination, of victories, of failures, of powers, of weakness. It's about human experiences on Confessions Thursday. My name is Joyce. Remember, when you call in, you don't say your name. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set, please. Remember to turn off the volume of your radio set. When you call in, you don't say your name. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Joyce, can you hear me?
Hello, I can.
Okay, this is it. Okay.
Do you have a confession?
I'm the guy. Yeah, yes, I have a confession.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm the guy that called like 4 weeks ago about the guy that invited a lady who just finished from Youth Copa to Lagos and she don't want to love. Can you remember?
Yeah, you are the lover boy. I remember.
Yeah, so after your advice, I really thought about it and I said, let me break the bridges. Let me burn the bridges.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I did.
How did you tell her about it? How did you present your
case? I told her that, see, babe, I can see that it's not working out and we can't continue this way because I need peace in my life.
Okay.
So she said, okay, no problem. That's fine. That she has already wanted to tell me before.
I told you.
Because she said that it's not working out.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, well, good for you. Now you're back on the market, right?
Yeah.
Well, introduce yourself to the public. You never can tell. Your wife could be listening to Nigeria Info. So what do you do? What do you like? How tall are you? How dark are you? What do you do for money? What do you love? Do you have a philosophy? Let's hear a little bit about you.
Okay. I do Uber and I also work with an NGO.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're also a humanitarian. Fantastic.
I am somehow light in complexion. I'm light in complexion. Not that really light, but I'm light in complexion.
And what's your philosophy?
I believe in helping people.
Okay.
So my philosophy is helping people, you know.
Do you believe in love?
Yes, I believe in love and I believe in romance.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
I am average height.
That's like what?
Like
me? That's short
in
this world.
5'6".
Oh, that's average indeed. Okay, 5'6". So you need a, you want, you would you mind a taller lady?
Yeah, sure.
A lady who's taller than you.
Yeah, sure.
For real?
Sure. I love that.
Your chest is strong, man. Oh, okay. Sure. Okay. Okay. Nice then. And what else do I want to ask him? What's your faith? What are you persuaded by? What's your faith? What do you believe?
I'm a Christian.
Okay. But you sure don't mind a Muslim girl who really likes a good brother, right?
I don't mind.
Ayan, nice meeting you. Hopefully you can say that when you meet her.
The age range should be 23 to 27.
23 to 27. What's your age range in between five? In a five bracket.
27.
Oh, you're young. Oh, you don't even mind dating your age mate.
Yeah, sure.
Your life is proper simplified. All right, nice meeting you. Hopefully there's a lady out there who can really take up where you've been left off. Thank you for calling. It's not hookup. I just thought a brother needed to, you know, look the other way. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Thank you. The sunny side. Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me? Doesn't appear you can. Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Speak up for us. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? It would appear, even though you're home, you're not home. Hello. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Hello, lady. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I have a confession, but before the confession, I don't even didn't hook up, Joyce.
What?
Yes. So maybe we'll come to your show and hook ourselves up.
Are you looking for a wife? What did he say about hook up?
You helped the last guy.
Well, you're jealous.
Can I also come to the show?
Are you jealous or you just... I'm sure there are ladies on your WhatsApp that you can really be nice to. And she can introduce you to her friend. You guys, come on now. You have to be good for the sake of good. And your friend can introduce you to his sister. How about that? You can keep it in the family like that. Confessions Thursday. Hello. Welcome to the show. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hi. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? Thank you.
Yes, I have a confession.
Let's go. Go ahead.
Okay. Joyce, I once slept with two sisters. And it was awesome.
You've chosen death.
So, and it happened that one of the sisters, they look alike. Actually, at the first point, it was a kind of a mistake, one for the other. They look the same height, the same, you know, the fissure, the same way, they paint the same way. At the point, I begin to feel, is it maybe both of them were doing it intentionally?
Both of them were doing what intentionally?
Sleeping with me intentionally.
But you wanted to sleep with both of them, to be honest. Let's begin from there. That's actually the only place to go. You wanted to do it. Because you probably sensed that you were sleeping with two sisters. You can't feel...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I sensed that. I knew that. But I was kind of... What's happening to me? Is it that they don't know that? You know, I was in a bubble. Trying to figure out... Was I really... Am I really doing this? Or... in a dream or something.
You were not in a dream. Let's not do that. You knew what you were doing.
Seriously. You know, there's some things to do. You'll be surprised at yourself that you did that.
Then how many times did you do it?
Once. The other one was once. The other one was a couple of times. And,
hold on a second. One was once. The other one was a couple of times. So evidently, you can differentiate between one and the other.
Yes. Like I said, at my own time, I keep on looking at, what have I done? Is this really happening?
Okay.
You know, is this really happening? Is it for real? Are they playing me or am I playing somebody? You know, within myself, I was having that guilt. I was having, it is like trying to wait for one of them to say, don't you know what you are doing? You are still with my sister or something like that. But none of them complained.
So chances are maybe they didn't quite know, given that they're sisters. They probably didn't know. That was one. Two, now you're saying that you felt a little bit of guilt. But in the same breath, you have also said that it was awesome. So let's see, how do you break that down? Because you see...
Now, being awesome is that I liked what I was doing. I was just doing it.
So what was the regret for, if you liked it?
Yeah, so but the reminiscing on it now, I felt that was just not good. I wouldn't have done that. And both of them are not together. One has traveled out, the other one is still in the country, and we're not close to each other.
So, thank you. And I think I understand your story, and I'm really not going to interpret it any other ways than the way you have submitted it. But I wanted to ask a final question, and that would be, if you regret it, do you still think it was awesome? Because here's something about regret. I think this is how it should be. If for a moment you thought something was good, and then you understand that what you did was wrong, you must despise the pleasure that you got from that thing. Does that make sense? You must despise the pleasure. If you still appreciate the pleasure, and in the same breath, you're saying you have regret. I don't know what to do with that. That sounds like you're still where you were. So it's like people saying something like, I feel that there are some things in your past that you do, and the moments you come to a better understanding, that past almost puts you to shame, because it's like, how did I do that? Now I have a better understanding. That past almost puts you to, you feel the shame of your acts of the past. I don't understand how people say, and I'm not judging them. I think I'm still trying to understand what they mean when they say, I don't feel ashamed of what I've done. I don't understand it. I'm going to give myself some time to understand where they're coming from. So the moment a person says, well, I've come here, I'm making a different, you know, decision. I'm choosing a different path in life. But you see my past, I'm not sorry about it. I don't understand those people. And take it from someone who labors in thought, I don't understand what you mean. So I'm not judging you yet. I'm just assuming, well, okay, but I don't get you. I don't see what you mean. Because it's not possible that your emotions are the same when the outcome is different. Do you understand that? If the outcome, if you know that this outcome is bad, and here today you are in a better understanding of your past and you want a different outcome, then you cannot retain the same emotions. It's impossible. Or it's not. So maybe I need to learn a little bit more. So that's really what I wanted to underscore. Because it was the same thing that happened with the Creflo Dollar video, where Creflo, the preacher, you remember the preacher who said, yeah, and he says, I'm not sorry, and I have a problem with that. It's like, you must be sorry. You're not even just accountable to yourself. You're accountable to the people whom you have led for 30 plus years. It's impossible for you to not be sorry. So if you say you're not, he said something like, well, you say I'm not sorry because the journey where I came from brought me here. No, what if that journey was stupid? What if you made the stupid decisions that took you through that journey? What if it was a greedy decision? What if it was a selfish decision? It's not possible for the emotions to remain the same. So, okay, I've gotten that off my chest. Then Confessions Thursday will continue. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. When you call in, you don't say your name. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
I actually don't have a confession, but in another way, I have a confession.
Real quick.
Your voice, your talking voice reminds me of Anita Baker's singing voice.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah, it's almost
Anita Baker is one of my favorite artists, all time favorite artists. And your talking was always very like, you know, body and soul and all that.
Oh, well, that's
every
musical.
Talk,
yeah.
Serious.
Oh, thank you.
Serious.
Yeah, I have that raspy Toni Braxton type.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah. I agree with what you just said. If you have a regret, you cannot at the same time, like, I was once in love. The only time I was in love, the lady, at the end of the day, I realized she was still too deceitful. Okay. But now, all those feelings are like, you know, I don't go back there again. I can't even go back there again because I feel so much dislike for the lady.
Oh,
I can't go back there.
Why do you hate her? You know you can afford not to. Why do you hate her, though?
Too deceitful, manipulative, everything. The feeling was like best I ever had, but I can't go back there again.
Don't go back, but don't hate her. Like, don't even waste that energy. She doesn't even deserve energy, so don't give her none.
It's been a long time. I don't go back to those memories. I can't go back to those memories. There's
Fantastic.
No need.
Yeah, there's no need for it. But don't hate her.
There's no need for it. No.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hello. Make it back then. 01465-7190. That number is for the ladies, by the way. I thought I needed to say that. Hello. Confessions Thursday. The volume of something. And you know what?
Hello,
it is.
Good morning.
Afternoon, this side of heaven. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Confessions Thursday. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I've done that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my first regret is not listening to Nigeria Info right from time. Because it has been, ever since I started listening to it, it has been interesting, educative, just name it.
Buy Nigeria Info a bottle of wine. Well, write my name
I'm
on
telling
it.
You. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. My other regret was when I was still dating my wife, although we have agreed to get married, but I still cheated on her.
Oh, why?
Well, I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Oh, yeah, no, you're a child.
You know, these girls outside, you just have to be very careful.
Yeah, but so you were not careful, and you did not choose for yourself. Now you're assuming that someone chose for you. That's what you're saying. At least be a man about it. Admit that you messed up, and it was your choice. Which one are you doing with girls outside? There's been girls since Jesus. There were girls on the streets while Jesus was also on the streets. You want to really go there?
You know now.
Is that you know? Then admit it.
Looks like
I get it.
Now.
But you have to admit it. You have to say, I did this. The reason why you must admit it is if you admit it today, you can make a decision against it tomorrow. But if you deny it today and blame someone else for it, why would you not blame someone else for it tomorrow?
Yeah, I definitely agreed. I did it.
All right, then. Nice meeting you. Yeah. Make better decisions then, yeah?
Thank you very much.
Nice chatting with you. We are off on a break. We'll be right back. Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We're 99.3 and this is Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. And yeah, you're on the sunny side. I like that part. Welcome. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Welcome.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. Yeah, Joyce. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. You have a confession, right?
Yeah, I have a confession. Before I do my confession, can I appreciate your work?
Oh, well, God bless you for staying. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Yeah, thank you. I'm married for more than 13 years.
Oh, sure.
With kids.
Nice.
But I don't love my wife.
Yeah, I understand that. So we have to...
Yeah, I don't love my wife. We live together. I never had any sexual... After 13 years of the issue we have, I would have never slept it up to today.
Wait. After how many years?
13 years.
Well, you've been married for 13 years.
Yes.
So, when was the last time you said you slept with her?
Like 6 years.
Well, that's a long time. So, do you understand where you made a mistake in judgment? Where you should have made a different mistake? Did you love someone else? Did you marry too early?
I loved someone else, but that was a long time ago. She's already married. But the red flag was, I saw red flags when I got married to her. Like, I was forced. I never had any friendship relationship with her. But later years, I started seeing red flags coming out from my attitude and character. I lost feelings, lost control. I just don't love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that. But you say you were forced.
Yes. Like I was forced, yes. Like I was under an influence, something like that.
No, wait. Under an influence is different. Being forced. When you say influence, like your father's influence, mother influence, or jazz?
I don't know. I just saw myself getting married to her.
Maybe it wasn't an influence. Maybe that you didn't think critically about it. I mean, it might not be an influence. It might just be that you didn't think about it. Maybe you were getting married because your mates were getting married.
I don't think so, because I wasn't interested in getting married at that time.
You just woke up one day and you said, I'll marry, and then you just married. You didn't think,
I was forced into it.
But who forced you then? Because you're saying you're forced. Like, you would know the person who forced you. Because if you say you're forced, it would imply that you wanted differently, but you had no other choice.
No. Why I made such a statement that I was forced was that she knew that I wasn't interested. So, because I was having friends I caught with her, she got pregnant. So that's why I said that it was she hooked me that first pregnant.
Oh, let's be fair. She didn't hook you. You had a choice to not sleep with her. Let's not even do that. It's not fair. Be honest. She has 50% of that. You have 50% because you have a choice to not do something. You can't do something and then there's an outcome. Then you blame the person with the proof. It's like you blame a woman with a child. A woman cannot get herself pregnant. Someone has to aid the mission. Then you contribute like a solid amount. The DNA of the child is you. So you can't blame her for proof. You can't blame her for having proof. You can't say she hooked you. Nobody hooks anybody with a child. As long as nobody pulled down your pants, nobody forced you, nobody raped you, it's not. Nobody, no, you're responsible.
Okay, what do you want me to do? Well, I'm not interested in a relationship anymore.
So two things. So that's the thing. You must use your freedom to determine what you want. Now, you can create a home that's livable. You might not be in love, but you can be with your friend. So she can be a friend. It doesn't have to be a divorce. You can create a friend where you can create an environment where you have a livable situation. You're happy to go home because you're going to meet a friend. You might not be having sex, but she's a pal. You say she's a pal. Or you can let her know how you feel. She probably also feels the same way. And then you can consider a divorce. You can
say, violent. No, she don't listen to me. She's violent.
She's violent?
Yes. Yeah. Doesn't listen to me.
Oh, well, ask her if she wants to leave. You have to make her an offer. Say, look.
She doesn't want to leave. I've made her an offer, but she doesn't want to leave.
But you can leave if you want to. You can say, well, if you're not going to leave, well, I would like to leave. You see that?
I made some statement one time. I want to leave, but she frustrated every part for me to leave.
She killed your lawyer? She burns down the courtroom? Are you sure about frustration? If you want to leave, nobody can frustrate you. The fact that they're even frustrating you says that you have to leave.
Okay. So,
because now you're sounding like, I wanted to leave, but she held me back. When you are ready to leave, nobody's holding you back.
But my kid, what would I do with them?
Hey, so this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about the outcome. Your kids, how old are your children?
17.
Two options are available. Your last is 17?
Yeah?
The last is 17?
No, the first is 17.
How old is the last one?
The last one is 11.
Good. Your children already are aware that there is no love relationship between you and your wife. What I think you can do is you must think and then make a decision and understand you're responsible for your decision, not somebody else, not your wife.
Okay.
You have to determine whether you are willing to file for a divorce and take, responsibility of your children, which I think you're already doing.
Yes.
So you can tell your wife, I want to leave and I would like to live with the children to take the burden off you. If you want the children to stay with you, I can always send money across. But this doesn't have to be war. It can be peaceful. I can go my way and take care of you and the children. And you can go find another man.
Okay.
But when you make a decision, don't blame her for it. Don't say, she frustrated me. You have to exercise your liberties and do them with discretion and good judgment. Do you understand what I said?
Yes, I understand what you said.
That you have to be responsible for all your actions.
Yes.
All right, then. Nice meeting you, and thank you very much for calling.
God bless you.
Bless you too.
Right.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello,
Confessions
Joyce.
Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. You have a confession?
No.
Oh.
I just want to tell you that I heard your voice from Wazobia yesterday night.
Oh, you
I
were.
Was touched.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. My name is Madam Joy.
Oh, thank you.
I heard your voice from Wazobia yesterday and I was touched.
Oh,
I have nothing to give for now, but I'm praying to God to provide for me.
I'll take your prayers.
This morning, even this afternoon, because of that, I went into fasting.
Oh, you're kind.
And that's what I can do for now.
God bless
God,
you. I appreciate
that. Will not allow that child to die.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
He's the only one that has spare part of our body.
Thank you.
No matter what the doctors can do.
Thank you very much. Oh, God bless you. Thank you. I am so grateful.
To see if I can give my widow's mind.
I do appreciate it. Your fasting is enormous. God bless you for that sacrifice. Thank you.
Thank you
so much. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, lady. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show. I lost you. Make it back. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. What, you want to have a party?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I have a confession.
Please go ahead.
I used to know a friend back then. Went into a relationship. But at some sort of time, when I got pregnant, he said in their family, they don't have children outside wedlock.
Yeah, and he was having sex outside wedlock. All right.
No, I was using protection then, but I don't know what happened.
Okay.
So I got rid of it. Unfortunately, when I got married, I couldn't have my own kids.
Oh.
So he got married and had kids. After I left my husband, now he's coming back to me again. You know?
He's coming back?
Look, coming back really strong. He wants me, like, what do you want me for? We cannot get married, but let's continue. No, I said no.
Wait. He looked you in the face and he said we can't be married. But let's just continue
for me. I can't marry him because I don't want to be a second wife, and also he's a Muslim.
Oh heaven! So. Wait, he's not even divorced. Okay, well, so
no,
that's his faith now.
He's still married.
Okay, but he just really wants to keep you as a mistress.
Yeah, he told me that all he learned, he knew about sex was from me, and the memories are still intact in his head. Something he cannot get rid of.
Someone put a flash drive and wipe out his memory. What does he mean that he's trying to relive his youth with you? It's okay, so why are you here?
I'm not Joyce. It's crazy. But right now, I don't have anything on him. He's boxed up, you know, but I want to make him, like, it's not as if he's a bad guy or something, but this time around, it's for business. You understand? I don't know.
Wait, it's for business for who? Oh, are you already in a relationship with him?
Not really.
Are you already in a sexual
thing? I'm not.
Okay, you haven't started.
I'm seeking for advice. You
but you're married now, right?
I left my husband.
Oh, you're divorced?
Because of the issue of no kids. I'm not divorced, we're separated.
Oh. So when you get to this point in life, your philosophies must come forward. What do you believe? Who are you? What would you take from life? What would you give? What would you not take?
So I now have to stand, Joyce. I have to stand on my own.
You don't have a job?
No, I don't have a job. I used to sell petty things at that then. I was making my money then when I was living with my husband. So when I left everything. But right now, I'm not doing anything. Just some recharge cards that I'm selling. But I'm not really earning much. You know how recharge cards are. So
I think your life already presents you the option of what you should do. When you ask for advice, imagine if I said to you, don't do it, and you go back to your recharge card business and maybe you only make 5,000 naira. Wait, do you make 5,000 naira?
Which is not enough, right? I have bills to pay.
So you have to choose. I mean, am I going to determine your morality? I don't think so. Actually, I would say no. I can tell you what I think is right and what is wrong. But you see, you have to choose. If you are separated and you want to be... So do you want to be a mistress? That's even the question. Huh?
I don't know.
But you see, you don't even have the liberty to not even say you don't know. Do you even know that? You don't have the choice. You don't have the liberty to say you don't know. Because if in your mind you want to be a wife, not a mistress.
I don't want to be his wife. I don't want to be a second wife. All I want to ask is for, like, okay, give me money. I want to stand on my own. I want to build myself.
Yeah, then you can ask him. You don't need advice for that. You can ask him to say.
But he wants sex before that.
Evendi, can you give that? It's straightforward. Like, you're dodging the reality. It's straightforward. He's going to say, well, yeah, well, I can do something, but are you going to sleep with me? And you have to determine whether you're going to do it. This is what a decision is. If you say, I'm going to sleep with him to get money, there is a consequence to that. It might be bad, it might be good, I don't know. I'm not your God. Your God determines your outcomes in life, yeah? If you say you want to be a mistress, you want to sleep with him and you want to get the money, you sleep with him twice, get the money that you want, and you dump the guy, that's a choice you have to make. But here you are, you're not making a choice.
That is the option I was opting for. So I wanted to remember, like, if I get what I want enough and I fall out.
Yeah, you're not prepared that your plan of falling out even works, because now you know you meet these guys, because they know you want to fall out, they'll just pin you down. They'll be dulling you, stalling you, delaying you. You know, sometimes it doesn't go as planned. So I'm not going to choose your morality for you, because there are consequences to your actions. And if there's consequence, there must be choice. So there is consequence for the choices that you make. So you must choose what you think the outcomes of each of your actions would be. So if you say you want to maybe date him for 2 months, 3 months, and get what you can, I don't know what that would mean eventually. But you have life asking you questions and you're choosing to ignore them. You have to choose. Because if you say, no, I don't want to be this guy's mistress, I don't want to sleep with him, then you must forfeit the money. You cannot want the money and not want the game. If you want the money, you must play the game. So here you are, you want the money, but you don't want the game. No, but the money and the game are one and the same. That was a rhyme.
Right. I love it. All right. Thank you.
Are you going to make a decision?
Yeah, I'll think about it.
What's your decision going to be?
I have to really, really, really stand in my options.
Okay, thank you. That's what I want you to do. Please call me back. And if you, I'm not going to judge you. I just want you to understand that there are consequences to actions, and a man must carry his cross. What if I say, oh, well, don't sleep with him, and you fall ill and you can't buy painkillers for your sickness or something? But then it don't mean that because you can afford painkillers, you're not going to suffer. Yeah. So think about it.
All right. Thank you.
Hello, Confession Stairs Day.
Good afternoon.
Confession Stairs Day, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome, Confession Stairs Day. You have a confession.
I'm talking about the lady that just finished.
You have a minute on the clock. Please go ahead.
Yes, that she should just face her life. If she can abort a child, let her go for, adoption. Let her go for adoption. And face her life, fight for her life, fight for her finances.
She's saying that she has bills to pay. No, excuse me.
Depend on a man.
Excuse me. She's saying that she has bills to pay and she needs money. So adoption cannot even be a conversation, because you must have fed yourself first before you go feed another child. She's saying,
I was just, let her have faith in herself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So that have faith in yourself means don't do it. Things get better. Have some faith. Confession Thursday, welcome to the show.
Hello, good afternoon.
Confession Thursday, good afternoon to you. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Do you have a confession? Turn off the volume of... I love you too, but you sure you need to turn off the volume of your radio set?
Yes, I've already done.
Okay, Confession Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
My confession is that I have a guy that I'm dating for a very long time. We have a son and he's in South Africa. But now he's not sending me money. And even he's sending money, but he's sending the money to his mother and to his and sisters. They are the ones that will pay my son's school fees. Since I gave birth to my son, since when my son was 1 year, down to this 11 years now. My son has been doing baby, but I'm not responsible for the baby. He will send money to the younger sister. The younger sister will buy everything. Everything for my son's daddy. And they will come and give me. To say, hey, IMD baby's to deal. Take for IMD. You see, I'm confused. Although the first time we went, I was calling you. We used to talk. He used to send me money. But there was a day I went to his mother and told his mother that, your son sent me money. Since that day to this moment, he never sent me money again. He don't even call me. And the mother just died. Me too, I did not even tell him. I did not even call him. Me too, I don't want to call him. I don't want to call him. I don't want to ask him anything because I lost my younger sister also. He did not call me. He don't care about me. But he used to call and he would ask of me. But for him, talking to me, Gareth, don't call me. And me too, I don't want to call him because if I call him, he just sounds as if I'm disturbing him. I don't know if he has a wife there. I don't know, maybe he has somebody there, but he doesn't talk to me. But my problem now, the problem I have now, I'm doing my own business. I don't even want a man, but all the people that used to come to me, there's a guy that came to me yesterday night. The guy is younger than me. Me, I don't like younger guys. I don't like somebody that I'm older than. I don't like, I used to do me somehow, as if I'm dating my younger brother. I don't want, and we want to do business together. Mm-hmm. He left this morning, left my house this morning. He did not even tell me that he's grieving. He just left. Now he's
the younger boy.
Back. Yes.
The younger boy just
but
left.
We are doing business. So yes, we want to do business together because okay. The business I'm doing, I'm selling sand. So we want to do business together. So he's calling me back, but since when now? I've not even left my house. I was just listening to you because I like listening to radio. I've been listening to you for a very long time. Very long, like 3, 4, 5 years back. I love you so much.
Oh, bless because you.
Anytime I'm weak, if I would just want my radio and begin to listen to Station FM and different kind of radio stations. So your own, I've been waiting to hear your voice this morning because I'm weak. I'm telling you, I'm just tired. Live, eh? It's just somehow for me. I don't even understand. But no. I just pray that God should just help me.
No, I don't understand. You don't need
and then
help.
This guy, after we make arrangements yesterday night, how we are going to supply the goods and everything, he agreed. But do you believe me, 1999, to wake up, he was not telling me I should come and sleep with him. And I gave him my own mattress for him to sleep. And me and my son, we slept at the other side of the mattress. He was telling me he wants to make love with me in presence of my son, which I don't even like all those kind of things. I don't even like it. And my son, anything he would tell his father, and apart from him telling his father self, I don't want to make love in the presence of my son. And not a younger person. And so I wanted to text him and tell him that, is it business you want to do or relationship? What do you want? I want him to talk to me first before me talking to me. So what do you think? I'll cut off and I'll listen to you.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I like the way she just submitted it. You know when you give someone your homework to do for you? I think that's what that lady just did. She just submitted her classwork. Like, hey, Joyce, see, look, this is what teacher said I should do. Do it. When you finish doing it, bring it back. I'll go and submit it. Okay. I don't think life is as hard. I mean, from your story, you are not making your rules. Someone else is making the rules. You are in a party someone else is hosting. So let me break that down. You're with this guy, or you were with a guy, you had a son together, he leaves you in Nigeria with a son, goes to South Africa. He calls you once in a while. So that's what you said, huh? He called you the first time, sent you money once, stopped sending you money. You went, you told his mother, and whatever the response was. And the family, he asks of you from his sisters, or maybe from the boys on the street, or from the security, but never really calls you. And you're asking, what should you do? Ah. So when you say you need help, no, you don't need help. You need to make a decision about what you can take and what you can't take. That's not, you don't need help. You don't need help to determine what you can take from someone. So someone doesn't call you. I don't think you're in love with this guy, to be honest. And I say that to say, then you have, as far as rationale goes, you're flat-footed on the ground to engage in a psychological warfare. Because if you're in love with someone, you can't fight them. You try, but you're disarmed. It's a crazy, I experienced that thing, like it's offending. It's offending, particularly when you want to back out, you know, and then you love this person and you can't do to them what you're capable of. But here, I think you have a psychological ability to engage in this warfare. So rule number one, you don't need help. You're going to determine whether you care. whether he calls you or not. And in fact, I think you should not care to the point where you should get to the point where he shouldn't call you, period. It's not so he's not going to determine for you how you would feel on the days he calls you. So because right now what it is because he doesn't call you, when he calls you, you're going to be happy. You should get to the point where you don't care, to the point where if he calls you, you warn him like, hi, how you doing? I hope you're good. You're not in jail, right? Evidently, you're on the phone, so you're not dead. How about you do me a favor? Don't call me. Why? I'm not doing this with you. Don't call me. You see, you determine what you want. You don't let someone determine what you get. You don't need help. Do you want him to call you? He's not calling you. So what you gonna do about it? Because life is life. You know, they do to you what they can do, and then you do what you can do about it. You're not doing anything about it. You're sitting down there. He says, are you gonna force him to care? If he don't care, he don't care. Now you care about the fact that he don't care, and you say you want help. No, you don't need help. You're supposed to. So this is not reciprocity. This is you determining the outcome. This is not reciprocity. This is you determine the outcome. So you say, he don't call you, you don't care. He don't send you money, go make your own money. Well, so that you don't create animosity between your child and the family, if they send him gifts, you can keep up a face. You can say, oh, well, thank you. Ayomi Day, your aunt sends you a biscuit. Yeah, say thank you, auntie. Thank you, auntie. Oh, that's so. Thank you. Maybe the Sumbo. Give me a name. Bissy, you're worse. Bumi. Oh, thank you, Bumi. You're such a darling. You're such a nice person. Thank you. You even remembered his birthday. Because to be fair, Bissy could have collected the money and gone to spend it. Maybe the father of the child sends 1,000 rand. And because he sent it through his sister, sister can use 50 rand to buy a water gun for the boy and bring it and just come and shine in your house. You just also give her a show like, oh, wow, thank you. Well, I don't know if you have enough money to offer her something to drink or something. Would you like something to eat? Would you like something to drink? But you can't, you don't have expectations. So for the sake of your child, you show your child, you try to give your child a way to interact with the world, to get gifts and to say thank you. When your child grows up, he can understand the politics that's happening in the family. But now you can be like, oh, thank you very much. If you honestly in your heart want to give her something to eat or something to drink, you offer her. If you don't, you don't. And I'm not asking you to lie. I'm not asking you to, no, you just, so thank you, because that's your situation right now. You say, well, thank you. And then when they give you something, you say, no, I don't want it. You give this child, I don't want anything. You manage your life. So you don't have a problem. I think I've answered that question. How about that? What you think I did?
I think you did, yeah.
All right, good. Now, the next question is, you met a younger boy. He's not saying he's doing, he's not doing, in terms of committed relationship. But he's passing the night in your house. Why? You say he wants to do business. Is your house, and what that place where he slept. Is that ground, is that office, like, so this is what I'm saying. I don't have a problem with him sleeping in your house, but you're misdefining things. He says he wants to do a job, then it comes to sleep in your house. You can't be confused at that. How you're not a girl anymore now, come on. You can't be confused at that. So certainly that's something. So don't act confused. So that's what I'm laughing at. Don't act confused. That ground where he slept, that mattress you gave him, is not a desk and a chair. So evidently he's up to something. You don't act confused. You don't need help. You have to know what to do. You can't be acting confused and there's a man in your house passing the night, not your boyfriend, at least not your official boyfriend, not your official lover. He just wants to do business. Is that an office? Is that site? Is that where you dread sand? Like, what's he doing there? So don't act surprised. That's one. Two, he's a younger boy. You don't like younger boys. Honey, when you don't like something, stop tolerating it. You don't like something and you're tolerating it because you want to do business. Send him away. Find other people that want to do business, pay you money and you supply them. What's with all these slow, why are you dancing backwards? You don't like younger boys, don't tolerate it. You have to understand that this younger boy is quite stupid. He's telling you he wants to make love to you in the presence of your son. And you say you're confused. Okay, from a girl to a girl, or from a man to a girl, or from a you're not confused. Make a decision. Don't, he should never sleep in your house. Never. If he wouldn't do business with you, he should be gone as yesterday is gone. Don't tolerate it. If he doesn't want to do business, don't do business. If you don't like young boys, don't tolerate them in your bed. Yeah? What else is, what am I living now? What else did she say? That God will help her. No, stop it. You don't need God. Am I off on a break?
Soon.
Okay, good. I still have one more minute. Let me tell you about that. Keep God out of this. Make a decision. Make a decision. You don't like young boys? Don't hang around. Let me tell you, I was a friend with some guy one time. Very good guy. But he's not... And so he's not a bad person, but he's not curious. And it drags me down. I said to him, you have to start reading for this friendship to continue. Like, you honestly have to give me something, because I find this excruciatingly boring. You're a nice guy, but it's not good for me. You see, and I didn't mean it maliciously. It's just that for us to continue, like, something's got to give. Like, I got to go or you got to come up. I don't want to talk about the science, or I don't want to talk about the politics behind anything. And you're looking at me like a mirror. Like, and you're a wonderful guy, and I've said that many times, but come on, give me something. Like, don't put me to sleep, you know? So you say that, you, it's obvious, like, you know, people who meet me tend to know what I like. It's like, if you like something, then don't tolerate it. You don't like the guy, you don't like the guy. And his approach to be getting to your bed is even wrong. So, yeah, no, it's not a God problem. It's a you problem. And the moment and when you make your decision, you are just going to be fine. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone is saying I served him intellectual breakfast. No, that's inaccurate. No. So I think, no, it wasn't a breakup. It was... And so that's the thing. It's like, say you have a girlfriend who's overweight, and every time she climbs a flight of stairs, she can't breathe. And then you say to her, honey, look, you're going to die on me one day. Workout. That's not breakfast. That's you just being honest about something. Like, you have to lose some weight so that you're healthy for longer, so we can enjoy our relationships, and you can be a little bit more confident. You know, it's you trying to help out. It's not you trying to humiliate them or... Oh, hold on a second. What will it profit a man to please this world and be displeased? Yeah, so I just stick around just because I don't want to hurt his feelings. My motive is not to hurt his feelings, but I'll be damned if I said nothing. It's not even possible for me to not say anything. It's 0700-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-71-90. Confession Stairs, my name's Joyce. Make it back. Nigeria Info. You're on the Sunny Side.
Hello?
Hello, Confession Stairs, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon, sister.
Welcome.
I appreciate your works. I'm feeling it so badly.
You're feeling it badly? I like you. Sounds like you have something in the nuts. Okay, good.
Yeah. Keep up the work, please.
Thank you.
I even went to school to gather all those knowledge and wisdom you use.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, but it's okay.
She's not dead. Say hi.
All right. Really, Molly, that's
hello.
Right.
Hi.
Okay, well done. Well done.
Okay.
So, what I want to say is that I'm into a relationship with a girl. I'm like 42, 43 now. The girl is about 28, 29.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's based in Edo State, so, but I'm currently in Lagos. I left Edo for close to 6 months now. We've been dating for like a year plus now. But I left Edo for Lagos about 6 months ago. Inside the code and everything, I don't know how she's managing there. And she's not from a that wealthy home, and she's struggling to, she's a tailor. Uh-huh. I promised her certain things, but my business now is shaking and stuff like that, you know. And before I met, I suspect that she's dating a married man. She sounds so distant, and she lives distant life. She's been recommended by people in the area to me without a consent. So she's like dating a guy that survives her and her family. You know, but they never knew that the guy is dating her, but I feel, because I've seen them like one or two times, but she's denying that she's dating the guy. So, but I'm in Lagos presently, and she like owing some debt in the door. So I promised to pay the shop rent. The rent they left the first time, I struggled to get 3 months money. Now, the rent has gone on that 3 to 4 months now. So right now, I'm not financially strong. So, but lately she stopped asking about the debt. But before then, she sent me a text message that she had been waiting, you know, that what was happening. I told her that if she calmed down, that I will come, I will see her, I will sort things out for her. You know, she says, and see that this one, that one, that made the arrangement for our landlord, that this one, that one. You know, so I just, I still have to beg her. You know, I told her, Baba, my predicament, my business, everything is longer now. So, but just as she stopped asking me about those things, and, you know, and throughout the process, I called her throughout, her phone was switched off. She claimed that her phone was bad, you know, that I should change her phone. That was since last year. I think I would do that. Now, that was not a big thing. And then just, I said to myself. So, well, whenever her phone is off, and during all times I suspect that she should be there with somebody, she cannot pick up. Because sometimes she says the phone is this, phone is that. So, after her phone start going, maybe probably the following day, she says, her phone was bad. So, but your phone is bad. So, how many are we talking now? So, I'm like confused. Like, I'm feeling now that maybe she is running things with that guy, and he tends to prove that he likes me. But I'm just saying that maybe the married man is surviving her, but I cannot do that thing now. So I don't know what I can do now. I'm just in the state of quagmire now. So I don't know if maybe to just take my business, take my life, and whatever we'll see. If at the end of the day I'm able to take her to the altar, which we'll arrange, then I'll take her to the altar, then those things will stop. Or I should call it a quit, because that guy just take anytime he wants and accept our financial needs and all that. So please, let me end the call so you advise me what to do.
All right. So here's what I've noticed about life in Nigeria. Life in Nigeria has forced people to do, even your so-called Yahoo boys, really, or some of the girls who, in order to make a living, have to date men who have means to survive. I think that there are a number of people who, if they had the option, would not do what they're doing. And I'm not even holding court for fraudsters or people who are prostitutes or people who might find themselves. I mean, I played you audios. Which day was it? Nana, male men have joined daylight prostitution. You know, one time, sure, you guys said it was industry for a girl, it was occupation for women. No, now it's unisex. Now it's gender neutral. You know, it's like everybody's trying to make a living. I've seen a number of videos. In fact, there is even what's called corporate prostitution, where this person has a car, has a house, lives well, but to maintain this, their life, they have to go down the street. Men, there are men who are gays dating a richer man, making money to pay their bills. Should I tell you, you want to, after VI, that place. What, Lekki? it's the world has, so it's like your husband can be in the jaws of Satan at this point. Like your husband could just be in the jaws of death. Your wife can be in the clasp of hell. It's just people are losing their ways because they want to survive. Now, I say that to say that if wrong factors have influenced your reality, you must consider those wrong factors when you're making a decision. Is that clear? So say you like a person, you like a guy, but the guy is doing something wrong for money. And then you talk to the guy and you realize, why are you doing this thing? And he tells you, I've been to school, no work. I've done this, I've done that. So I just using this one to hold body, you know. So I think what you should be aiming for is to find out whether that person really is suffering as a result, or that person is in that place as a result of no other opportunity. Meaning that if they get an opportunity, that they're really willing to leave it. Like it's even embarrassing to their existence that they're doing something like that. But here they are, no choice, no option. And now if the person is willing to leave, so that's, can you see what I'm trying to do here? People are in conditions, let me tell you, I'm privileged. And when I say that is that I don't have to do anything out of character to survive. God forbid, what if I wasn't? To be honest, a pope can be a murderer. He has not been presented with a situation that would make him a murderer. Yeah. Your most pious people can be confronted with a situation and they do the most and they do the worst thing. Because it seems as though it's a situation that forces some people to be something. Some people good old decide to just be children of Satan, like against all of the good graces of God. They just choose the darkness. There are some people who, as a function of their own human weakness, they have been carried away by the flood, and it's possible that there is hope for redemption. So you must allow if you're going to fight someone, yeah? If you're dealing with something, you're going to fight someone. You must take into account that person's capacity to know how much you are going to exert by way of defense or attack. Well, you get it. You get what I'm saying. So if a man is say 7 foot, and you are 6'1", so obviously by body weight, that one outweighs you. So chances are, if he sends you a hit, it's landing. And you're probably going to land in a way that you could go into a concussion, right? Now, here's the thing. If you're going to go at the guy, you must calculate that body weight to determine what you're going to go at him at. So it's the same. In the same way, when we're judging people, we must take into consideration the possible factors. Now, you can take those factors and still end at the conclusion of this person is just, they like what they're doing. They love it. Even if Jesus came, they're not coming out. Then you leave them. You say, well, I've tried and you don't want to come out. Yeah, but it's not, I don't think it would be accurate a judgment to condemn a person without understanding. That's just what I'm saying. Without understanding, we must understand. So now I say that to say this, your girl now, for example, because she's in Benin City, right? I don't know how booming the economy is, but if you're in Lagos, the economy today is not what it was 2015. I remember by 2016, all my friends were already crying. Someone called me that she changed, I think she said it was $2,000. Now, how much? She says she changed $2,000 for two. So practically the money just, the naira to the dollar just became like times two. So if you were using 200 naira to buy a certain amount of dollars, for that same amount of dollars you had to use 400 naira. Yeah, so I remember my friends were just crying on the phone. They would still buy it, but they would cry, then go and buy it. Cry, go and buy it. Cry, go and buy it. And imagine 2016 is not even what it is today, 2000 and, you know, whatever we are in now. It's that I think that because society, the economy is hard, people are like, imagine the lady who doesn't want to, I had a caller earlier on, the lady who said that she doesn't want to be a mistress to another guy, but she doesn't make money. And she's finding it so hard between what she holds as principle and the fact that she needs money to survive. So any man who's going to meet her, any man whom she's going to admit that truth to, must consider the situation she found herself. Otherwise, it would be inaccurate a judgment to condemn her. Can you see that? So you can't condemn her without understanding the situation, because if that same man was put in her situation, she would do the same thing. I should leave people's problems alone. So I think you have to find out. And chances are the man is probably paying her bills, to be honest. I think I just said all of that to just tell you. Somebody's paying the bills. And I mean, look at you. You can't pay the bill, right? And maybe you're the guy she likes, but you can't pay her bills. And then there's another guy who's paying the bills. Like, think about her saying no. Just think about how she's going to really get to that point where she's like, my shop landlord, I'm owing him 4 years rent. I don't want to cheat. I don't want to do this. So no. Then she'll owe 5 months. She'll owe 6 months. And I'm not justifying it. I'm just trying to underscore it here. She'll owe. And then she's waiting on you. And you're telling her to calm down. because that's what the caller said. He said, I told her to calm down. And then landlord is, I mean, you're not going to tell the landlord to calm down, right? So she's like waiting. And then one guy comes and is like, you know, you could have a night with me and I could just really wipe off your debt. That's really the devil in the picture, right? And then she's like, okay, let me just spend one night with the devil. You pay the debts. I'll still keep that other boyfriend. So that boyfriend has to take it. I'm asking you to take it into consideration. Somebody's paying the bills. Don't act like it's not happening. It's happening. So you have to determine whether you want her enough to really work so hard to change your situation, because now that's a situation that both of you are in, or you want to say something like, eh, she's sleeping around with a man. I don't like that. Honey, you ain't a saint. You're not. You're not. You're not. Eh, she's sleeping around with a man. No, she's not a virtuous woman. Honey, you're probably going to hell. I can bet that. Well, I can't bet it, but if I look you well, I probably can tell that you might just be going to hell. So if she's going to hell, you're following, basically. So I can't answer the question. I think that's what I must admit, because there are factors that must be considered, basically. That's just what I'm saying. You must consider the factors. So I hope that helps you. Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joyce. Just unrelated, not confession, but I just want to put in something.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been listening to earlier those things you say about love before you commence the confession.
Okay.
And I just want to say, are you writing a book or something? Because most of these things you say, the philosophies, your opinion on things, could be better be put down somewhere. Because most of the books we read now, we are written by people who put these things we are doing, put them down somewhere. And today we are reading them. 100 years down the line, somebody should read how you feel about things, the opinion, the philosophies. I'm not sure whether you are doing that. Even if you don't have time, maybe somebody can transcribe from the audio and put that in, you know, add flesh or push it out.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? You're your father's son. What's your name?
Yes. Look, I'm Madoka from Facebook.
Oh, Madoka. Nice. My mother.
I've been listening. I've been following. But it just occurred to me, maybe you say these things and you just go like that. Put it down.
You're right.
You know, time is short. Life is short. Put it down. 50 years down the line, 100 years down the line, people should read.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm writing a book right now, though, but just to answer your question, yes, I have a book with the editors, so my book is with the editors. They're editing my book. And they're hearing me. If you answer me, though, yeah, but I have a book with
them.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much. I have a book with the editors, so. And that's, and it's interesting. The book is titled The Way I See Things. So, yeah, coming soon. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Sony side.
Hello.
Lady, welcome to.
Oh, Jared, I've been trying.
Turn up the volume of your radio set. Happy to have you here. Welcome to the show.
My radio is not on.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you.
We are there for me,
So you have a confession.
No, I want to talk to that lady that is asking whether the guy is here for business or for relationship.
You have 1 minute on the clock.
Okay. That guy is not there for business. He wants to make love with her. And she's asking a question. Is the guy okay? If the guy asks her for, if you want to know if the guy wants business and relationship, the fact that the guy is asking her in front of your son to make love to you, that is already disqualifying. That's not a good person for a relationship.
I like that. Disqualify.
And if it was me, she's a very nice person. For her to be allowing a baby father son to be giving her son gifts, if it was now, for sure the guy, for sure all of them. I think that's not calling.
Okay.
Okay. The next question.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confession Stairs. My name's Joyce. Hey.
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. When you're calling, you don't say your name. You have a confession, right?
I know. I don't have a confession.
You have a minute on the clock.
You've just said something that you've rewritten. You're writing a book.
Yeah, it's written already.
Whatever you're writing, I want you to go back to Confession, March 10, the one you presented. There's something there you said. Okay. That it should be one of the priority in your book.
March 10th, you have a date. Hold on, what did I say? March 10th?
I want you to check it out.
That's plenty of work.
You said something that shocked people. And you said something that really changed people's lives.
Oh,
you changed my sister's life with what you said.
Okay,
go back to
it. Wait, I get it. But this is so... What in heaven's name do we call this now? Are you straight? Oh, come on. Huh? Yeah, so lady, I get it. So you didn't tell us the year. I've been working here, I think, 3 years now. Or, yeah, 3 years. Almost 3 years, right? So when you say March 10, is it March 10 this year? Wow. March 10 my first year? March 10 last year? March 10, which March 10? And then you're so unfair. Yeah, we are so unfair. You'd have told me what I said. Because if I'm going to tell the digital producers to help me look out for it, they know what they're looking for. Like, you know what? I talk for a living, child. Like, what do you... there's so much I say. You're not helpful. Okay, be a nice person. Call back. Tell me what I said. It would help us find it out. Thank you. I hope she calls back. Hey, welcome. Nigeria Info.
Sir, I can't wait for your book for you to give me. One is not finished.
All right.
I wish you well. So
thank
I need
you.
One if you produce it.
All right. Sure. Sounds good.
Because
thank
the one I read, you don't finish it.
I like the way you put it. Sure. Confession stairs that when you're calling, you don't say your name.
Good afternoon.
Confession stairs, it's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
It's a Thursday.
Honestly, I commend you for the good job you are doing.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Maybe I should buy you a bottle of champagne with your name written on it.
That's it. Now, where have you been? Make sure it's something out of France, please. Yeah. Thank you. All this work I'm working. Thank you very much.
Honestly, I really love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. God bless you. God bless you so much. You don't want me to say the God bless you part. All right, welcome. Confession Thursday. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Welcome, lady. Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
It's not really a confession.
Yeah, let's hear it. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right. I am Favor from Iniquity Joyce. My husband is cheating on me, and now I found him irritating.
Okay.
Yes. And do you know what? This man, he did not apologize.
Oh, nice.
He did not apologize. He's being arrogant concerning it. Mm. And now I found him seriously irritating. I refused him any sexual relationship.
Okay.
And he's complaining. Yes.
Okay. So... what are you going to do? Because you're not just going to let it... what do you intend to do on the long term?
I can stay forever without having a sexual relationship.
Oh, you still want to be married to the guy, but no sexual engagement?
Yes. I am, and I don't even have any mind of having a relationship outside my marriage, no.
So that because also means that he can continue to go...
That is his business.
That's his funeral. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But for me, I can't imagine my husband going into another woman and coming back to me. No.
No, it is. If you say no, no is what it is. Tell him you mean no and no it is from here to heaven. All right.
Yes.
No.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Joyce.
Thank you. There's nothing to be said. If she says no from here to Damascus, it's no. If the husband wants a second chance, maybe he can renegotiate the plan. But she's going to determine whether he deserves a second chance, because that's also something else. If she says no, heaven says no. Onyekwe, chiekwe. Do you know what that is? So the Igbo say that when a man agrees, his God agrees. So it's just basically that. Onyekwe, chiekwe. Hello, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Confession Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. When you call in, you don't say your name. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show.
All right. I really appreciate your program.
Thank you.
And I also admire your voice. I'm tell you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Actually, I don't really have a confession. But a little advice to the lady who said that she's trying to reconsider her ex.
Wait, the allergy that has money, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you have a minute on the clock. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, what I just felt is the guy has not really put some things into cognizance.
Okay.
Because what is there is a guy who was able to impregnate her. What if she at the long run again, impregnate her again. You understand?
Mm.
So then she said she doesn't want to be a second wife.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And now, although virtually, if they had sex and the guy refused, that since you don't even have a child, let me just do it and direct. At the end of the day, the woman got pregnant. Is she not going to be a second wife to the man?
Okay. Okay.
So she considered that. That's just my opinion.
Another angle. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And honestly, something worth considering. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome to Confession Stairs. And when you're calling, you don't say your name. Make it back. My name's Joyce. You're on the sunny side. Hello.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, Confession Stairs Day.
How are you doing today?
Grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. So I have a confession.
Go ahead.
It's about 7-8 years ago. After dating a mother and a daughter.
All right.
And I actually had sex about her. I feel bad the time I think about it.
Oh. Okay. Oh, wow. Did they know? No, they didn't know. But who knew? Which of them knew?
I think one of them.
Oh.
The mom, because I was actually dating the daughter before the mom got involved. So like, hey, young man, are you seeing my daughter? I actually denied that. She's just my friend.
Oh.
Somehow I think she got to know. But the deed has been done already. But she didn't even leave the relationship. We continued at some point. I had to walk out.
Eventually, right? Okay, so now you have to... I don't know. Did you sit down? Have you thought about life? Have you thought about actions? Have you thought about consequences? Have you thought about who you are, what you're worth? Because that's really where you should have gone after all of that.
Yeah, I did. That's why I can summon the courage to call you and discuss it with you.
I really do appreciate it. So that's what's your conclusion, if you can just share that with us briefly?
Yeah, I actually was going to call the girl and at least talk to her about it and at least beg for her forgiveness, although she didn't know, but okay. I think it's okay if I talk to her about it.
Okay.
She's going to be angry, I know, even angry with her mom, but the most important thing is I let it out of me.
All right. And thank you very much. And I think I understand that you know what's right and what's wrong now.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good luck. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and we indeed off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Okay, so some people on WhatsApp are saying that the lady who called in and said that I should put an episode of my show in the book, some people are trying to help me out. She says, my name is Judith. Please, I would like to ask, is passing through the process of redemption or surrendering totally to someone make you weak? Huh? Is passing through the process of redemption? Well, so these are two different things, though. Surrendering to redemption, does that make you weak? Well, that's an obvious question. Really? Oh, come on. Okay, so the answer is no, but that's such an obvious question. How surrendering to redemption is not weakness. Surrendering totally to someone. So good. Under what conditions? Because you are not supposed to surrender to anyone. You're not. In fact, in the condition of love, you're not surrendering to the person. You're surrendering to love. So love is the new government. You're not supposed to surrender your agency to anyone. Only slaves. In fact, from slaves, it's forcefully taken. You're not, from the order of things, nobody surrenders agency. If a lion is going to eat a goat, the lion will have to chase the goat and kill the goat to eat the goat. The goat doesn't go to the lion and say, yeah, I heard you're hungry. Behold, manna. No, you never surrender to anyone. So what you do in love is you surrender to love. So love is the new government. So you do the dictates of love. And what that automatically becomes is... Your will goes under control. Your human will goes under the control of love. So love is new government. So you do whatever love says. Yeah. So you never. No. Oh, no. Hell no. You don't surrender to nobody. No, you surrender to love, and then love is the environment. I did say love is a condition. I'm going on a news break for a minute, so let me quickly say that. If you go into a room that's hot, the room is hot because maybe there's no fan, the window is closed. You understand that conditioning, right? Good. It's exactly the same thing what happens when you go into love. It's a condition. Love conditions you. So it's like you go into a room that's properly air conditioned. Yeah, so you're not hot, right? Because the air, the room is cold. So you can, you're a little, your mind is free. Your mind is relaxed. It's different. So imagine what conditions do to the human mind. That's exactly what love is to human consciousness. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Look, Confessions Thursday is done for today. Vaughn is in the studio. Off on a break. We'll be right back to bring you headlines.